Welcome to Hot and Bothered with me, Rhian Sugden.
And me, Sarah Jane Dunn. This podcast is our exploration of all things to do with sex and taboos. And this week, we're talking about porn.
Oi, oi.
Oi. Let's start, though, with our usual little Hot and Bothered.
Yeah, you can go first this week.
Okay, so my hot this week is an underwear brand called The Under Argument. Have you heard of them?
Oh, no, I haven't. Oh,
it's amazing. It's a French brand. And the underwear is beautiful. But what I love the most about them, I discovered them at a PR event, but the underwear and the models, they choose the models based on their real life stories. So they don't see any pictures. They don't see any measurements. So they get people to write in. So you can go onto their website. You can write your story, whatever that might be about, you know, body confidence or about something you might have been through. Or about something in society and something to do with image or how you feel. And then the owner of the brand decides which story to choose and gets that person in to be one
oh,
of the
wow,
models.
How interesting.
And it's fascinating and the photos are beautiful. So if you go onto the website, you can see all these incredible women of all different shapes and sizes. And
is it a new
just
brand?
Looking amazing. Yeah, I think it's quite a new brand. But the underwear is fantastic. And what I love about it as well is all the underwear is named after the stories of the women that they've chosen the stories. And so you get like a name of what that underwear set is called. And the label is this beautiful label that you can detach from the bra. So you know with bras, you get like labels and you've got to cut them out. And this you can detach and keep and use it as like a bookmark or it's just beautiful. It's very different. I've not seen anything like it. And so that's the under argument.
Nice. And you bothered?
My bothered is men in skinny jeans.
Oh, you're not a fan of men in a skinny
jeans. Oh, the really skinny, really, really skinny jeans. And this just came to my attention the other day because I saw a guy and I was just like, oh, it doesn't do it for me. Like, and I think skinny jeans should be for women and women alone.
Do you? See, I like guys' skinny jeans.
Even when it's like skinny right down to the ankle. Like, yeah. And you go, how have you got that on?
And they've got like pointy shoes
no,
on.
No, it doesn't. Oh, yeah. It's not for me, that.
That's a bit of me, that.
I mean, I'm not really bothered by it, but, you know, it's just something.
It bothered you at that moment.
At that moment, I was like, no, dude. Just
you're
don't.
Bothering me.
Your jeans are offending me. What's yours?
My hot this week is I've got a brand new kitchen. And it's because it's taken so long to have the kitchen put in and I feel like I'm so malnutritioned because I've not been able to eat anything but microwave meals and pot noodles that
that's
this week
fun.
It's like a whole new
it's so good.
I do love it. I love it more so because I can now cook proper food. But yeah, so that's,
and the builders have gone.
Although I've still not got a kitchen floor down yet, but the kitchen is there and I'm loving life. So
beautiful.
That's got me hot. And bothered, fubbing. Have you ever heard of fubbing before?
No.
So many people are fubbers. It's basically when you're speaking to them and they're on their phone.
Oh, well, this is life now, though, isn't it?
This is life
now. I think I might be a bit of a fubber.
No, well, I've never noticed you fubbing sometimes. I tell you who's bad for it. My mum is awful.
Parents seem to be quite bad,
yeah. She just stops in the street when we're walking the dog because she just stops. Oh, someone's texted me and I must reply to them right now. Like, she just stops mid-conversation.
Like, it's immediate. Life stops
immediate.
And she's got to do that.
And I've got a few girlfriends that do it, and I find it so rude.
It is rude, isn't it?
And especially, if you go out for a meal now and you look around, everyone at tables are on the phones.
Yeah.
And it's just, me and Oliver have a rule when we go out for food that your phone's got to stay face down for the whole meal on silent.
Yeah, I think that's important.
But we just look around and we look at everybody and they're just all fubbing each other.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
We're all going to have really bad necks.
Aren't we?
From being like head down constantly
looking
at our phones.
It's, where's the conversation?
Well, we don't know how to do it anymore. Fub, that's a new one.
Have you not heard fubbing
before? No, I have now. Thanks for introducing me to
that. It's a P-H.
Oh.
Fub.
It's fun to say. So let's talk about porn.
Let's talk about porn indeed. When I was actually researching for this episode, I have Googled all kinds of stuff again. And I've only just found out about the, what's it called? What were we talking about before?
The incognito tab.
Incognito tab.
Me too. I didn't know that this was a thing.
I've literally just found out. So I've been Googling all kinds of stuff on my actual phone and internet browser. And while I was Googling this stuff, clearly left a tab open, went to the petrol station yesterday morning, and went to double click to Apple Pay.
Yeah.
And a man teabagging a woman pinged up on my screen in the middle of a petrol station.
Did anyone see it?
I don't, well, I'd like to think that, but it was such a blur. I just panicked, threw it in my bag, tried to fish out my card.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
so thanks for telling me about incognito mode after I've made this error.
Well, see, it's new to me as well, but I think we need to use that now with all the research we're doing, and all our search history is horrendous.
I'm surprised we're not going to be arrested, actually. Our IP addresses are going to be marked up for...
What have these girls been looking at?
But yeah, porn, it's been an interesting one, hasn't it?
It has. How would you define porn? I think it's quite quite a grey area, I think.
It is a grey area, because people probably would class us as porn for being semi-nude on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that in Texas, for example, because I've got family over there, even page 3 was classed as porn. That would be top shelf. They wouldn't have boobs because it's something that could arouse a person. Therefore, it's classed as porn.
I think that's the definition of porn in the dictionary.
Something
that creates sexual arousal.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you would go, okay, well then, you know, any sort of semi-nude picture could be classed as porn. But I would define porn as a sexual act.
I would define it as a sexual act.
Yeah, as a picture or a video of a sexual act.
Otherwise, someone walking down the beach could be classed as
porn. Yeah,
live
sunbathing topless.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a sort of grey area. And did you see, I saw a couple of things that sort of fall into that online on Instagram. Or online was the, did you see the Adidas campaign?
Only from what you sent me.
So it was all these, for anyone that hadn't seen it, it was a billboard of lots of pictures of boobs, so different shapes and sizes and colours of boobs. There was no, like, they were headless pictures basically. So all you could see was the torso and the boobs. And it got banned, it got pixelated, and then it got taken down. I just think, like, they're life-giving things, aren't they, boobs?
I wonder if,
like,
it would have been different if it were all men's nipples.
Well, of course it would. And lots of people have made this example, haven't they, on Instagram?
Have
again,
they?
With where they've, you know, a woman has done a picture, and where her boobs would be, she's like edited a picture of a male nipples. And that doesn't
and
get taken down. And that's absolutely fine. So it's crazy. And then the other one, which I just think is absolutely ridiculous, is that there's a charity called the Eve Appeal, which is all about raising awareness for gynecological cancers, and it's really important. You know, it's obviously something that we need to go for smear tests, and we need to be aware of signs and things to look for. And it's a really great charity, and it's a great page. And they'd put up a picture of a female anatomy, and pointed out things where you should look for, like, you know.
But this was a cartoon, wasn't it?
It was a cartoon. So it wasn't even a real... It wasn't like someone had taken a photo of a lady's bits and put it on the internet. It was a cartoon that had been labelled up with signs to look for, and it got shadow banned and it got taken down. And I just think, how are we supposed to educate people? And whether that's for, you know, medicinal reasons, for looking for signs for cancer and things like that, or even for sexual pleasure, how are we supposed to educate people on that if that is classed as inappropriate?
Well, yeah, so are they classing that as like pornographic then?
Presumably.
That is wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's goes to that thing where, well, Twitter, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much porn on Twitter.
Yeah.
I can just be scrolling casually through my nice tame feed, and then bam.
Yeah, and that's not taken down. And I've reported things on Twitter. And they'll come back and go, oh, it's not, it doesn't go against our guidelines. I'm like, how does that not go against your guidelines? Yet a cartoon picture of a female anatomy on Instagram is a no-go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I think the definition of, and the line of what porn is a really interesting conversation. And it, you know,
I guess it's personal preference, isn't it? I mean, like I said, I would class porn as full-on peen and vagine kind of
just
activity.
Any sort of sexual...
Yeah.
Act,
not just boobs, or
but not just boobs, or, you know, there's lots of pictures of naked female bodies, and again, that's if it's done in an arty manner, and with the male body as well. I think that's not porn. That's not explicit. It's a human body. We all have them. We all have these bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So, you know, if something is done in a beautiful way, there are some gorgeous images and artwork out there. And
it's true.
But suddenly if you show a female nipple, no, take that down.
People are getting soft. That's what's happening.
That's what's happening. Let's go talk about porn some more.
Yeah.
Would you be offended if you caught your partner watching porn?
Not at all.
No.
No way. Would you?
No. No, I wouldn't. I asked my followers, and it was 80% of people wouldn't be bothered by it. A few people were like, yeah, I would class it as cheating. People said they would class watching porn as cheating.
What?
And then a few people were like, actually, I don't know how I'd feel about it. But I think it's so commonplace, and it is this taboo subject for some reason. But I think, you know,
surely everyone's watched porn once or twice in their life.
Yeah.
I would have thought so, maybe not. But I classed it as cheating.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Only a small minority, but yeah. Most people were sort of fine with their other half watching it. A lot of people keep it secret, though. Sort of like 60% of people don't tell their partner that they watch porn. And then in terms of how often...
I think their partner probably would be turned on at the fact that they watch porn.
Yeah. Again, it's like having your conversations with your other half, isn't it, about it? I think.
Yeah, maybe then they might start watching it together. Do a lot of people watch it together? Did you do...
I did, yeah. Of people that watch porn, 83% of people watch it on their own. And the rest will watch it with a partner. Would you watch it with a partner?
Yeah, we've watched it a few times together. But it's... I say we've watched it a few times together. It's one of those things. Have you ever watched it with Jonathan?
I don't think we have watched it together, no. Like, it's something that I would watch on my own. I know that he would watch porn.
Yeah.
But no.
We've tried, like, we do that thing where, oh, shall we? And then we spend, it's like scrolling through Netflix. Well, what do you
Which
want
Which one
on?
Do you want to watch?
Because I probably like different things to he wants.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, what about this one that we put,
And then is the moment sort of gone then by the time you found one?
And then
one?
Sometimes we find one and then the girl's making too much noise and then we're just both looking at each other and we're like, no. And then that's it. So we've never had like a sexy experience with it, but I'm not put off by doing such thing.
Yeah.
I'm put off by the scrolling, searching for the right one to watch. But yeah, I'm sure he probably watches it all the time.
Yeah. I did ask sort of when how often people watch, and of the guys that answered, it was mostly every day. And that actually shocked me, because I was a bit like, how do people have time to watch this stuff daily?
I wonder if they like watching it at work and whatever.
House of Commons. Remember that? Yeah. See, what was that porn?
Well,
was it a naked picture?
Though, wasn't he?
Well, what sort of tractors? But yeah, like very frequently. If it's not every day, it's every other day. And then of the women that responded, it was less frequent. It was maybe like once a week or a couple of times a month. So guys seem to partake in it more frequently than women do.
Wow. And there's this whole thing, isn't there, that women, I think women get insecure about their men watching porn because they think that they've got to live up to the standards of the performance.
Mm.
And I mean, porn stars always have like neatly tucked vaginas and perfect nipples and everything.
Again, it's that unrealistic.
So it's
like
just
Instagram
so unrealistic.
Versus reality.
Yeah, exactly
again,
like that.
And the
so maybe that's why women are against their partners watching it, because maybe it's like a jealousy thing.
Yeah, possibly. Or unrealistic expectations of what, you know, what you're going to look like.
Or what you're going to do.
Or what you're going to do.
Or what's achievable.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I asked everybody on my Instagram what sort of porn they were into. So I gave the example of, you know, say, for example, you're a het male. Do you watch gay porn? Or, you know, do you like guy and girl stuff?
Yeah.
And the answers were really interesting. So it sort of had nothing to do with what your sexual preference was in real life as to what sort of porn you like watching. There's a lot of het guys that enjoy watching gay porn. A lot of people like watching threesomes, and they were saying that's because it's sort of the reality of them doing that in real life is they're not going to do it. They're not comfortable to do that. But to watch it, they find a real turn on. And there were a lot of girls, straight girls, that like watching girl-on-girl porn.
Yeah.
That was a really common answer, actually. And then it was, again, a lot of it was stuff that people go, well, I wouldn't do it in real life, but I like
the idea,
you know,
of it.
Watching anal porn, or watching the wham stuff we were talking about, like Wet and Messy. And yeah, it was interesting. So I think it is sort of, porn is that escapism, isn't it? It's that, like you say, the unobtainable, but being able to...
But we've mentioned it before, haven't they? When we've watched porn before, and then straight away after you've finished, you're like, oh, you're a bit like embarrassed about what you've just watched. Mm. Not because we're watching the weird stuff. It's just like, in the moment, everything feels different. But then after, you kind of like...
It's that sort of guilt of it. And then I ask people about getting caught watching porn as well. So there's quite a few people that have been caught, but a lot of them had a happy ending. So there was a guy that got caught by his landlady, and then she joined in.
And he's creating his own scenario for a porn film there.
A lot of couples where they were like, oh, you know, a guy's been caught by his wife and then the wife's joined in. And actually then that's opened up a whole new element to their relationship, because rather than being annoyed at the guy, they've gone, okay, well, this looks like fun, and let me take over, help you out. So, yeah, so I think that, again, that keeping it secret, maybe.
Yeah,
I think. The conversation you need to have.
I can see why. I mean, if I saw my partner watching a bit of porn, having a bit, then I'd probably be like, hey.
Yeah. I don't think you'd make a deal out of it, would you? You'd
yeah.
Let's get involved with this.
Let's carry on.
Let's get on board.
Yeah.
I heard a funny story about a guy getting caught watching porn. So his missus was having a load of her mates round for like girly drinks and dinner and stuff. And he was like, I'll just make myself absent in the house, don't worry. And so he goes up to the bathroom, goes in the bathroom, starts running a bath, and thought, oh, you know, I've got a bit of time here. Puts on Pornhub or whatever and starts looking for a bit of porn. And he's like, why is the... there's no sound, turning his volume up. What is going on? Next minute, his missus is banging on the door. What are you doing in there?
He's connected to a speaker, to Alexa.
Oh, and it's gone all around the house. And so suddenly she's been like, had the music on with her mates, and then she's just heard all this like sex noises. And everyone's just been like, what is that?
That is so funny. He thought he could sneak off for a little sneaky
play.
Wank, yeah. Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Oh, I think you'd have to see the funny side of that though. If that was me and my mates, I think you'd just have to be like, it's a bit embarrassing, but lol.
That is hilarious. Is that someone you know, or is that someone just...
That was a story that I've heard, not someone I know directly.
Was that your husband?
No. It was all my mates and me and Martin.
How funny. That's a good one.
Mortified.
Speaking of different porns, as we're still on the porn.
Yes.
I was looking at the funniest names that porn films are called.
Like the pornos.
Yeah.
Go on, hit me with
good
some
ones. Ass Ventura Crack Detective. That is funny.
That's brilliant.
That makes me want to watch it. Drill Bill.
Drill Bill. Love it.
Forrest Hump.
Oh my God.
These are actual real porn films as well.
Are they based on the stories?
This is when I was Googling before I got caught in the petrol station. They actually have like DVD covers.
That are like Forrest Gump, like, but
Forrest Hump. Muffy the Vampire Lair.
Oh gosh.
Pulp Friction.
Pulp Friction. Love it. That's a good one.
The Da Vinci Load.
Oh my God.
Throbbing Hood. Bitanic. And Schindler's Fist.
Oh,
it's
awful. Stop it.
So
I bet there's so many of them.
Like real films.
Well, they're not real films, are they?
Well, they're, I mean,
pornos
they're,
made
they're,
into.
They're real porno films.
Wow.
There must have been some right lols making up them names. I mean, whoever came up with Ass Ventura Crack Detective.
That's a good one. I think that's my favourite one.
They should have won a porn BAFTA of some kind for that.
Have you ever, had your. We were talking about your bits being put on pictures of you previous.
Not my bits.
Have you ever seen, not your bits, but like lady bits being superimposed onto your body?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures of your face superimposed onto porn images?
Yes, I have.
Yes, me too.
Oh my God, there's some...
It's bad, isn't it?
There's one and I'm spread-eagled. And
not you.
Not me.
The lady.
Not me. My head. The lady is spread-eagled and she's holding like loads of balloons.
And they've put your face on it.
And she's got a balloon toy up her fadoofa.
It's so bad.
But it looks
people
like
do
me.
That. And people, you know, especially given that we're on OnlyFans, might now go, well, it's her. Because people just, you know,
well, there was a website that someone made and it was called spunkonrian.com. And it was full of all these things.
Those pictures actually aren't you.
That actually aren't me, and my head was just superimposed onto loads of different
God.
Bodies. And it was quite funny at first because someone's clearly getting off on these. And have you heard, I can't think of the name, but it's like gigantic porn. Have you seen that? And they make you bigger. It's called something. And they make you like massive.
Like
massive boobs, really tall. And they superimpose you over like mountains, like I'm like some kind of Godzilla.
That's amazing.
There's like all them were on there. I ended up getting it shut down because it got a bit too carried away.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
There is some strange
stuff, and people spend far too much time on their hands. That's what I say. Have you ever made a sex tape?
No. Have I? Oh, let me think about that. No.
No?
Don't think so.
That's a scary one, isn't it? Because it's sort of like, especially nowadays, if you do something like that on your phone, again, going back to the cloud.
Yeah, I think maybe like with my first boyfriend, we might have like dabbled around a bit, but it was like back in the day of Nokia where the screen's a bit blurry kind of thing, and it's never seen the light of day, thankfully.
No.
But there's so many people.
When it was like a tape. So again, showing my
with
age.
With an actual old school
with
tape.
You know, the camcorders that you have to buy the like tapes. Where's that now? Went in. Well, so it was abroad, and then I remember being absolutely terrified coming through customs on the way home, like, oh my God, if they find this tape. And then I split up with the guy, and I ended up chopping the tape into teeny tiny bits, pulling it all out, chopping it up. And then again, I did my classic, put it in a bin, a carrier bag somewhere, and stick it in a public bin.
Public bin. That's so funny.
So God knows where it is now, but it hopefully was completely destroyed.
I love the idea of making one. But it's like you said, it's just not worth it because the cloud is not a safe place.
Also, I don't know what you do with it after. This is the thing. Yeah, I was much younger then, but I kind of go, oh, it's, I don't want to see myself in those sort of
at
angles
least that's
and
destroyable,
positions.
Though.
Exactly.
You can't destroy that nowadays.
No.
Once it's there, I feel like it's
there,
forever.
Yeah. Or it goes somewhere, even if you feel like you've destroyed it on your phone.
Even deleting, it's still floating about somewhere. It's a danger zone.
I would never do that in this day and age.
There's loads of leaks, though, isn't there now? Like, obviously, the Pam and Tommy one.
Yeah, that was the big one, wasn't it, back in the day? And that was all VHS, wasn't it? That was a big effort for them to copy all of those.
That was one of the first, I think, weren't it? Kim K.
Yeah.
I mean, she must monetize off that now.
Well, isn't that how she got famous? I'm not up to speed with the Kardashians, really. But isn't that, like, what brought her to
fame? That's how I remember her.
Fame.
Was it Ray J? Kim K and Ray J.
Is that who she did the tape with?
I think so, yeah.
Was Paris Hilton done one as well?
Paris Hilton's done one, yeah. I've seen that. Talisa's done one, I've seen that.
Yeah, see, I've not seen any of them, but I feel like these people have, you know, these things have almost heightened their profile and their fame. And
yeah, it's not done them any harm.
It's not done them any harm, no. And again, I feel sorry for them because these are things that, you know, people do. And to have that lifted, that's private property. To have that lifted and spread all around the world is
horrendous. I know, but I
can't
think that, has it been lifted or have they
leaked it?
I mean, One Night in Paris, which is Paris Hilton's sex tape, she's
great
made
name.
Millions from that.
She?
Yeah, of course she has.
But then if it does get leaked, and it's out there anyway, like the thing with Pam and Tommy, again, I think you just will just own it. If everyone's going to see it, you might as well monetize it.
Yeah,
and make,
exactly.
You know.
Especially if you put in a good shift and a good performance. Why the hell not?
Seen it, does she look good?
Paris, she looks very young in it.
Does she?
Katie Price has got a sex tape as well, hasn't she? She's being towed by Dane Bowers in it.
I have not seen this. How do you know all this?
I don't actually know how I know all of this. But yeah, I've seen it and I'm pretty sure Dane Bowers sticks his toe in a falufa.
Fadoofa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I mean, it's not done her any harm either, has it?
Not sure how to answer that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a sex show?
I've not been to a full-on sex show. I've like seen strip shows and burlesque and stuff, but I've never been to Amsterdam. I'd like to go to Amsterdam.
Oh my God.
I know. It was actually somewhere I was talking about it the other day, saying I'd like a little weekend there.
The Amsterdam sex shows are something else. Mm. I've been and they're so seedy. And it's such a shame because and they're expensive to get into, to be fair. Mm. So you go in and it's literally a stage, a very small theatre. And there's like a row of men at the front.
Oh, God.
All just like staring that sit there the whole time. And I want to say like six or seven different scenes. And the first scene, I'll never forget it, was a woman just lay on her back and a guy was like doing one-handed press-ups, like pounding her to the song, Bow Down, I'm an Outlaw. Dun it, dun it, dun. Do you know the song I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like just on a rotating.
So he's just having sex with her.
Just having sex with her. And she was like not interested whatsoever, just looking at the audience as this like turntable was going around, so you got it from every angle. And then there was another scene where a woman put a banana up a vagina, right, and got someone out of the audience to eat it out of her.
Oh my God.
Then there was another one where she
same scenes, like it had some sort of story.
Well,
I'm presuming
no,
it didn't.
It didn't
sort
follow
of like,
on. It was just
no.
Like, right, they'd go off and then somebody
bring
else would
on the
come
next
on.
One.
And a woman would smoke a cigar and she could do smoke rings.
Out of her fedufa. This is like a really extreme X-rated Britain's Got Talent, isn't it?
It was weird. And then it kind of starts all over again. Then the first couple come back out.
And do the same thing again.
And do the same thing. So that's literally like 6 or 7 scenes. And then it starts again.
Imagine those people backstage just waiting to go on. Going, you got your banana ready? Yeah. You're all right. Big fag up there. Good. Ready to go.
Yeah, they just look like they're really not enjoying themselves. And imagine doing that all day, every day.
No, thank you.
Just constantly banging to I'm an outlaw.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't be able to listen to that song ever again, would you?
We can't listen to it now. Every time it comes on in the car, we look at each other and we're like, oh my God, do you remember?
Skip.
Because it was just like this muscle man who was like, with push-ups with one arm.
Was this Amsterdam?
And she was just like, really not enjoying. Yeah, it was Amsterdam.
Oh, maybe I don't want to go. Not for that side of it.
Yeah,
it's not what
I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like the red light districts. It was going to be sexy. It was just more funny than anything. There was people. But like I said, the row of men at the front, I think they'd parked up for the week.
They were just there all week.
Again, it was just going round and round and they were just there. Can I eat the banana?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. For one circuit.
Yeah.
But then when we got halfway through the second one, we was like, we should probably leave.
Should we leave now? We've seen this.
And you only got one free drink. So we were done by then. So we're going to talk about hentai.
I haven't heard of this before.
I've also never heard of this before. It means pervert or perversion in Japanese.
So it's a type of porn.
It's a type of porn.
Okay. So we've got some categories.
Yes.
We're going to try and guess what they are.
Yeah. Our podcast producer has kindly wrote some random words down on a screen here.
I'm going to struggle to read them, let alone guess what they are.
We're going to guess what they are.
Okay.
Teratophilia.
So it's a type of porn.
Teratophilia.
I'm going to guess that's something like...
I want to say like a terrapin.
You're going to say terrapin. I was going to say it's going to be something like BDSM. Like that.
Oh, I mean, we've got completely different ideas of what's going on here then.
What's terrapin porn?
Well, I don't know. Turtles.
Oh, let's find out. Monster fucking. What is monster fucking?
I mean,
that's not even give me an answer.
See, terrapin. Monstrous.
A terrapin's not monstrous.
It would be if it was large.
If it was fucking you, it'd be terrifying. Okay. Well, we were both far off on that one. I still don't even really know what that is.
Tentacles. I mean, does what it says on the tin, surely.
Lots of people. Lots of arms and legs and bits and pieces.
Well, tentacle porn. I mean, again, we're getting half an answer here. What is tentacle porn?
So we've had to sort of Google what everything is, haven't we? So I've Googled monster fucking, something that I never thought I'd type into my browser. and it's people that are attracted to monsters.
I can't get the vision of Sully from Monsters Inc. out of my head.
Oh no!
That's the only monster
ruin it for me.
That's the only monster I can think of.
Oh no! Did you Google the tentacles?
Yeah, and I'm kind of wishing I didn't now, to be honest.
So what's that one?
It's basically women that are being tied up and impaled by tentacles.
Oh gosh!
But again, I just need to say this is not real. It's all anime.
It's sort of anime, isn't it?
It's anime,
it's a Japanese cartoon type.
But I mean, someone's clearly got a crazy mind to be drawing these diagrams.
Yeah. And the next one is kimono.
Kimono? I mean, I want to think of a floral kimono, but I'm guessing it's going to be more filth than that.
Definitely. I don't even have a guess for this one.
Kimono. No idea. Go on, show us.
Oh, furry porn.
That goes
back to like...
I've seen these. You can buy these outfits on like Amazon and they're like hats and they've got little ears.
This one.
Do you know what I mean? Like a little... Furry. Looks a bit like a kid's hat, but it's not.
Furry porn.
Cosplay vibes.
Like furries. We sort of talked about that before, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's all sort of fetish territory isn't it?
They sound like made up words.
Yeah.
Yaoi.
Yaoi. Don't know what that is.
Yaoi.
Gay porn
with
effeminate looking men. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Vore.
Very specific, aren't they, these? What is vore?
Being swallowed alive.
Oh, vore. Yeah, we did look at this again when it was fetishes, didn't we? The people that like to get turned on by the idea of being eaten. some like eaten and remaining whole and going through the whole body, and some people that like the idea, get turned on by the idea of being eaten and killed. It's crazy, very extreme.
Like carnivore.
Fetish. Yeah. Vore.
That is, wow.
Futanari.
Futanari.
Sounds like a nice dish.
Future. Porn.
Yeah, maybe. Futuristic.
Transgender women porn. Okay. I mean, so it's
not future.
It's kind of not future at all. No.
Ecky. Ecky.
I want to say eggs. I'm just going to say eggs because it looks like it says eggs.
Softcore porn. Ecky. Eggs, soft eggs.
Speaking of softcore porn, there's women-friendly categories on Pornhub, which I didn't realise. Have you seen these?
No, I didn't know that.
There's categories that say women-friendly.
And what makes them women-friendly, though?
So it's more of a drama behind it, or more sensual. It's quite nice, actually. It's not something that I've ever watched before, but I watched it for research purposes for today. And it's like more sensual, instead of like, oh, a random plumber's just walked in, and I think that's more of a man fantasy, whereas the woman wants to see more kissing and caressing. And
it's really that specific to the woman. That's being quite generic, isn't it?
Going, yeah, maybe.
Well, women like it to be all fluffy and like a drama, like they're watching an episode of Neighbours. And men it's just full-on
like
hardcore
porn. But like something with a background to it.
It's got to have like some context.
A bit of context. Whereas I don't think men are bothered about context in porn. They just want to see the...
There was quite a lot of people when I was asking that said that they liked the porn to be realistic. So, you know, we were talking before about, you know, people having perfect bodies or perfect bits and pieces, or, you know, it being all like, oh, this is happening. A lot of people really like just like the real porn.
Like the amateur porn.
Yeah.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone messaged me on OnlyFans saying that they only watched amateur porn when they first started watching porn because they thought it was for beginners.
Oh, amazing.
I thought it was quite cute. It's not. It's just homemade.
It's just a type of porn.
Just homemade porn. That's cute. He must
beginner's
be
porn.
Shall we go on to our saucy secrets?
Yeah, you've got a good one this week, haven't you?
I do have one.
I haven't heard this yet. I'm excited.
Okay, so let's just scroll past my drill bills and Bitonics. Porn confession. I've been married for 16 years, I have 3 kids, and I love my husband with all my heart. However, every day when he leaves for work, I get my 2 dildos out and my vibrator and watch porn. I fantasize that I'm a woman having sex with several men at once. My husband doesn't know that I love the idea of all these cocks. I've even learned how to DP myself, double penetrate.
Oh my God.
And it feels amazing. Normal sex now feels really boring for me. I've never cheated on him, but if I had one wish, it would be to have sex with several men at once.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
And she's never told him this.
No.
Oh, so she's living this sort of sexual fantasy secret.
Yeah.
I wonder why she's not told him.
Is DP like up your bum?
Bum and?
And?
Vagina, isn't front. It?
So why's she got
3? Oh, that's why I wanted to know. Where's
going
the third
up the front,
one going?
2 going up the front as well.
Maybe she's putting one in her mouth. If she's thinking about like
Wowzers,
lots of guys.
Spit roasting herself.
All I can think is how logistically, how is she doing this? She needs one of them machines.
She does.
That's got
need
the
one
things on it
machines.
That she can just then be hands free. Because all I can think is she's doing a good old balancing
she's got
act
there. How's she getting everything in?
I don't know. She sounds like she's got really good at it. But
I want to feel sad for her because.
She sounds like she's having a lovely time.
Again,
if it's
she's having a great time.
She's doing every day when he goes to work.
And she can't enjoy sex with her husband anymore because she's clearly...
Is she watching porn as well?
Yeah, she's watching porn with all
while she's doing...
Group porn.
Oh my gosh, mate. She needs to live out these sexual fantasies and go swinging or something.
She needs to get on board with a football team of some kind.
Oh my God. But, I feel sad for her that she's not able
That's
to tell
I mean.
Him.
That's what I mean. I feel sad that like this is going on and she likes all the holes being filled at once.
So descriptive.
And the poor woman is... having to do it with 2 hands. She needs tentacles.
She'd love a bit
she
of tentacle
She needs tentacle
sex.
Porn to get everything. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So I thought that was quite interesting. I mean, I had quite a few porn confessions, but that one touched me.
Yeah, it touched her.
Yeah.
In well, many places at once.
Many places,
maybe
the
third one's for the clip.
Maybe it's an outy stim.
It's an out. She's got 2 in. She's got 1
maybe,
out.
Maybe, but I do quite like the idea of her one in her mouth as well.
just to fill her up.
Dear Lord.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode.
Yeah, thanks.
And we'll see you next week.
And if you're enjoying the pod, then please do leave us a review and give us a follow on your favourite podcast app. We'll see you next week.
Bye.